Matt, it's StateLineSportsHub.com. StateLineSportsHub.com.
We kick the out of sports. It's only StateLineSportsHub.com. There is no the, but we've got everything you need.
High school sports, girls basketball, boys basketball, and all kinds of good things.
It's brought to you locally by
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, and Goble Waterproofing.
What is it again?
StateLineSportsHub.com.
Don't forget it.
Talking some Rockford University Women's College basketball. And with me right now, I have from Hananiga. She's a graduate of there. She now plays for the Regents, Lindsay Lenjack. And Lindsay, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Long day at school, but, you know, practiced a couple hours, so it's always a good time of the day.
I think you're, what, a biology or a chemistry major?
Yes, I'm a biology major, and I actually just received a letter in the mail saying I officially have my minor in psychology finished, so check that off my list.
So that's a good thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. One step down and 4 more months to go.
You know, you're at a Division III school. Before we get into basketball too much, there's a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of effort, especially when you're in a program like that. And I don't think sometimes when kids make that move from high school to college, that transition to playing in athletics and education can be a tough transition.
It is, but I mean, I've done it my entire life. I honestly don't know what I'm going to do when the season's over because I'm going to have so much free time. I'm probably going to go a little nuts. Having academics with being an athlete is kind of like driven me to do well in both because I know that for me, academics will always come first no matter what. If I don't excel in the classroom, I'm not going to step on the court. So it kind of pushes me to do well in both. And the more I do well on the court, the harder I want to work in the classroom so I can stay on the court. So it kind of balances off each other.
You know, when you look this year at the Rockford University Regents, you guys have had a really good year and a bunch of close calls. Just last night, you lost a heartbreaker on a last-second shot. But you guys have played real tough this year and have represented the school real well.
Yeah, this is one of our stronger seasons we've had in the past few years. But those heartbreakers, man, I hate losing more than I like winning. Those heartbreakers just really get to me and sometimes I'd rather lose by 50 than lose by 2 because you beat yourself up of, oh, what if I made one more shot? Or, oh, if I got one more board? Or did I defend this person well enough? And those just really get you and they almost eat your heart up more than if you would have gotten beat by 50. Like some of our teams who have just completely come in and come to play and we didn't. And last night they battled for just a second longer and got that W that we feel it should have been ours.
You know, you're averaging around, what, 15 points a game, 8 rebounds a game. It's probably your best year at Rockford University. Last year you were averaging like 8 points and 5 rebounds, so you've stepped up the game a little bit this year.
I definitely have. I can honestly say this being my last year is my best year I've had statistically through my entire college career, high school career. I've never felt more confident in my game. I get on the court, I know what I need to do. I don't second-guess myself like I used to. I did a lot of that last year of me in my own head with my own worst enemy, and that kind of brings you down more than anybody, more than your teammates, more than your coach, is when you yourself are in your head. So being more confident this year, knowing what I have to do, knowing my role, being a leader for my team, has given me the confidence to get the numbers that I've been putting up.
You know, you had some pretty good prep. You were at Hananiga, and Hananiga just lost that 58-game Nick 10 streak just last Friday night to Boylan, but you came from a very good program where they teach a lot of the fundamentals and do a lot of good things at Hananiga.
Oh, absolutely. If I didn't go to high school there, I don't think I'd still be doing sports. Randy Weibel has been my mentor with sports since before I was even in high school. That man had me in the gym in middle school, and he had camps and had me in there, and he has taught me everything I know about this game. He taught me to love this game. He taught me to respect this game. He ran such a tight, strict program that every player that comes out of that school has so much love for this game, and they respect it, and they know how to play it, and they know what needs to be done. They know that it's not going to come easy, and that's so, like, just knowing that and getting that from him has built me to be the player I have, and helped me get into, like, I did Rock Valley for 2 years. I was able to transition easily from high school to college form just because of that man.
And you had Misty. And you had Misty Opat at Rock Valley College. So you've had two pretty good basketball coaches, besides the one now that you have at Rockford University.
Yep, they are the backbone too, like backbone who I am. As Misty Opat, completely changed Rock Valley. Completely, 100%, yep. Turned that program around, made it her own, and just brought in a program that we just really needed.
Is that the thing that you would tell, you know, somebody getting ready to go to college to look at who their coach is going to be, how they're going to transition and stuff? Sometimes I think when you're younger like that and you make that move, sometimes things happen. You were very fortunate to be able to work with people like Misty Opat and also Coach Weibel.
Yeah, I don't understand how I got so lucky, because people tell me about their coaches and how they don't get along with them, how like badly they get treated, or and I'm just like, I look back at my coaches that I've had, and it blows my mind to have how lucky that I've been in any of my career with the people that have come into my life and helped me with my game.
You know, I saw an interesting story online from a couple of days ago, and I think it was Community Shopper. You have a pretty good connection with one of your Hananiga teammates. I think, is she a year younger, or are you a year younger? She must be the year younger.
Her name is Erin Isaac. She's a year younger than me. We met in middle school, and we've been playing basketball with each other ever since. She's my teammate. She's my best friend. My family is her family, and her family is mine. We have an unbelievable connection on the court. We can read each other. We know exactly what her is thinking. But like I said, we came from that strong program. We came from Hananiga. We were taught how to play. We were taught how to love the game from the same person with the same fundamentals, and that is what builds us so strong.
Did you ever think you guys would end up playing together in college like this, though?
Absolutely not. I don't even know how it turned out that way, because she was still in high school, and I was kind of a homebody, didn't want to go far, so I went to Rock Valley. And I figured, I mean, I had scholarships out of high school, and she, like, chances to go places, and so did she. But somehow she ended up at Rock Valley. I was like, oh, perfect, come out for the team. It's a really good time, way to keep, like, stay in shape. You really get involved with the school. The coach is awesome. And then I left Rock Valley, and she still had another year. So I moved to Chicago, because, you know, I thought I was okay with moving to Chicago.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, I'm like, I want to go back to Rockford. And she's like, oh, I'm going to Rockford. I'm like, it's weird how great minds think alike, and we somehow end up at the same place, even though it wasn't ever planned that way. Like, we're like, oh, you guys planned to go to college. No, we didn't. We were totally okay with going apart, and we still remain close. But ending up at the same school was pretty much the biggest coincidence.
And that's pretty cool. I mean, you guys both have a lot of the same background together, so you probably know each other besides being friends. Also, a lot of the stuff on the basketball court comes out when you guys play together.
Yep, and it's kind of weird, because we are each other's best friends, but we are each other's biggest competition, because we know what each other can do. We know what each other's capable of. We know we're like, oh, well, would Weibel approve of you doing that? No. Like, what would Weibel say in this condition, or what would Opad do if she saw you doing that? Or, oh, you just missed that shot. We'll get back in the court. Let's go to practice another extra hour, get some shots up, because that's what Weibel would have us do. Like, we are each other's best friend, but we are each other's biggest competition.
But that's good, isn't it? Wouldn't you say that was good, Lindsay?
Yeah. It's absolutely a good thing. Because we can push each other. If I'm not pushed by my teammates, it's hard to do everything I'm able to do. So having Erin out there with me and motivating me and pushing me to my best, it's more than any other person on our team could probably get, because a lot of people on our team, they take it personally. We're like, oh, do this more, do this better. They look at us, they're like, why are you guys so mean to each other? We're like, we're not, we're just pushing each other to the limit that we know we can reach.
You know, when I get the scores at night, when they're sent in by your SID, Brian, who does a good job, I either see your name or her name involved. Is that one of those things where you guys know which one's having maybe a better night, and you make sure you get the ball to her or work with her a little bit more?
Absolutely. There's times where I'll get the ball, like a rebound in the paint, and without even knowing where Erin is, I'll kick it out to the three-point line, and somehow it finds her hand. Like, I don't know how, and she'll pop it up for a three if Erin's hitting really well that night. I will do whatever I can to get that ball in her hands, because I trust her with it. I mean, set her ball screens constantly. But same goes with me. If I'm having a good night in the paint, it's constant drive and kick, find Lindsay in the paint. Because then once they start clapping on me, I know Erin's going to be out in the three-point line somewhere waiting to get the kick out. Like, we're able to read each other, and we're not, a lot of people get selfish with their game, and like, they want their own points, but we've recognized where if one person's having a good night, get them the ball. And if the other person's having a good night, get them a ball. Or if there's another teammate in general, like, who's hitting shots or making plays, get them the ball. We've learned that not one person can do it all, which is why it helps with me and Erin being in two completely different positions. If one of us is hitting, we're going to have a good night.
You know, you look at it, you're winding down your senior year, your last year. there's still an opportunity to play. You know, I think you have a conference tournament and those type of things. Is that the goal, to do well in that, maybe move on to a tournament, the big tournament?
That is always the goal for every team and every level of play. It is still far too early, which is kind of scary. We have 4 games of regular season left. It's too early to tell where we're going to be placed at in our postseason, but we definitely have to do work in these next 4 games and got to realize that we handle our own fate from here on out. We can't bank on other teams losing to give us a seed. We really have to come to work, do what we have to do, go to games, finish shots, make baskets, push the ball, play our defense, play our game in order to get to that tournament. But yeah, absolutely, 1 game at a time though. If we make that tournament, we got to get through our first Saturday game, and after that it'll go to a Tuesday game, but 1 game at a time for us.
Well, Lindsay, thanks for taking the time out. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, and good luck to you guys, and hopefully that postseason dream will come true, and you and Aaron have represented Hananiga well. Just good to have you on today.
All right, thank you so much.
We've been talking to Rockford University's Lindsay Lenjack, one of the stars for the Rockford University women's basketball team, the Regents. For StatelineSportsHub.com, this is Dave Schmidt.
This segment has been brought to you by the following supporters of StatelineSportsHub.com.
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Global Waterproofing, Rockford Lutheran, Asha Salon Spa, Independence Village, and Advanced Chimney Systems. Also brought to you by PC Tech2U, Bishop Lane Retreat Center, City Body Shop, S&S Recycling, the Rockford Area Illini Club, North Point Terrace, and Tussing Tile and Flooring.